92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. And yes, you guessed it, getting in the spirit of Mardi Gras with the crew of Yah-Yahs and a special event that they're having coming up. And in the house, I have with me Jackie O'Connell, who has been a crew of Yah-Yahs member, I think, sounds like, for a long time. Good morning, Jackie. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I have been a member of the crew since our very first year.
So wow.
We formed in 2002.
Wow, listen to you. That's so awesome. So you've been the former executive director, I think, because there's a foundation with the crew of Yah-Yahs as well. So it's not like you just party and get on the float.
No. So our
crew, talk about that a little bit, because I think people don't realize that crews do things for the community.
Right.
And so you've been with them a long time. So give a little history of Yah-Yahs and what all the things that y'all do.
So the original, you know, our mission has always stayed the same. But we, when the crew first formed, there was this. I'm not used to the microphone. Okay.
No, she started expressing about it. It was like,
I know,
so
my arms are in the
She's
air.
Very expressive. That's
the way I talk.
Get on the mic. Yes, radio.
Yeah. So when our crew formed, it was a bunch of women, and they had a mission of philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we kind of started a movement. We were one of the very first crews on the Gulf Coast to do that. We're very good at fundraising. We've done a lot of different events over the years. And at some point, we felt we should form our own foundation, and in 2010 we officially became a nonprofit as well. So we have a sister, the crew,
right,
is our 501c7, we're a social club, and then the foundation is the 501c3.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize you had to do the C7 as well.
Yeah,
okay.
So the crew is a C7, we're a C3, and the nonprofit became official in 2010, and we have our own programs. But what our organization really is, we're a funder of programs. We are a funding source for partners in the community. And it really is all to promote awareness, breast cancer health, imaging, and we have a grant program as well. So, but the crew, we have three really large events, and that is really the biggest funding source for all of the things that the foundation does.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So we've got one coming up, I understand.
We do.
And that would be, because I see your t-shirt.
It is, yes, I've got my shirt on. I'm in that mode now.
Uh-huh.
It's called I Pink I Can Run. It is our 12th annual 4-miler for breast cancer.
Wow. And you are the race director?
Yes.
This year, and how many years now?
This will be my 12th year.
God bless you. That is amazing, because I know the fund's going to a great cause. So talk a little bit about that, and then maybe information about what the race entails. And so if somebody wants to participate, and all the info, you know, all the things that they need to know.
So the race, it's an interesting race, because we cater to a lot of different groups.
Mm-hmm.
It is a run. It is a walk. I want to start with, we have survivors that participate, and they are showered with a very different kind of love. They get different swag bags. We just, that's why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
We are there for people that have fought, won, or even lost. We have our runner demographic. I think this year the run is going to be very interesting to watch, because, you know, since I've been doing it for so many years, I'm starting to see repeat offenders.
Right.
And I know, and I like, your very own Chris Clare will be running in it this year.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure, Chris, but I think we're going to see a lot of people finish close to 20 minutes, and it's a 4-mile race. We've got some really
five-minute miles.
Yes, and
Holy cow. And
people that run like this, it's like they don't even look like they're running. They look like they're just kind of prancing through the air, and I'm so amazed and inspired by that. And then we have our walker group, and we have some very competitive walkers who can run faster, walk faster than some of our runners at this event.
Interesting.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the walker group is you got a lot of people that are out there just to support the cause, the mission, what we do, or there to support somebody, you know, who's in it, finished it, or maybe didn't win the fight, you know.
Right.
And
so all ages are probably okay. So you may have some survivors, supporters, family members.
We have everything.
Okay.
The age demographics are really, really interesting. But it's generally, and there's a lot of pink. A lot of pink.
Okay.
So we see a lot.
I got my pink on today.
Yeah, it's a happy day. It's a really, really happy event. I love that about it.
Now, where is it? And first of all, 4 miles is not too bad. I mean, pretty much anyone can walk 4. So
yeah,
that's not a bad length at all.
No, but, and we have people that I think the longest it was ever was like an hour and 40, mm-hmm. you know, that it took somebody to do that. Yeah. It's an out and back. Uh-huh. It is considered a two-state race. It is at the Floribama.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's on the Floribama
right.
line.
Right.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it's
That's
on the
fine.
Line. The Floribama has been the most gracious and wonderful host to this event every year.
Good for them.
We love it out there. We love them. It is a great thing. The course, it's flat. It's you start there.
Okay, now you got me.
It's a straight out and back. You go under an overpass at the 2 mile mark and you come uh-huh. back and then let the fun begin.
How fun.
Yeah.
Now, when is the date again?
It is the 22nd. It is in two Saturdays from
come
now.
Come out quick. Okay.
I know. I'm like, ugh. You know?
Well, I thought I got the information about the race. And one thing that really stuck out to me was that you have the option, of course, of being there in person at Floribama. But I've never heard about being in person and it says or virtually. Talk a little bit about that, because that's a great option for folks maybe that can't get out for some reason.
So when we hit the pandemic, mm-hmm. it was a very big decision to go, we can't do this. We just,
oh, yeah.
We were following suit from the industry, from everyone around. It was just the right thing to not do it. Mm-hmm. So we did a virtual event. It's taken us a lot of years to gain our momentum back. But so to do it virtually, you sign up, you're basically paying the same thing, but you're doing it wherever you want to do it in the window, you know, in a very small window. Do it on a treadmill, do it in your park, do what your normal 4 mile route
that
would be.
So cool.
You can do it at the gym, you know,
yeah.
and then you just post it. And it's really, virtual participation is really just showing support of the event. We don't have awards or, you know, the number has gotten smaller and smaller as each year goes mm-hmm. on, but we still have participants, you know, that do that.
Oh, no doubt. Know? I think it's a great option.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
really
cool. So we
really,
kept it.
Yeah.
Kept
I think it's a great option. So if someone wanted to do that, where would they go? Is there a website to go to? And if someone wants to donate to this event, but maybe can't be there, they've got other plans that weekend, where can they go?
So runsignup.com is where, the race registration, platform is. And you just look up I Pink I Can Run, but it's all over our crew website. It is on our foundation website. We have a social media presence, and if you just Google I Pink I Can Run or
okay.
look it up, you know, just search for it, you will find it anywhere and you will be able to find it. And you can make a donation on the website. You can register if you just want to buy a shirt to
uh-huh.
support the event. This year it's our first pink shirt.
Oh, really?
I know.
I was like, wait a minute.
Well, we've never had the numbers to support it. And you would think in this like age of Barbie that pink would be a very
really?
Popular color to buy. It's just not a common run shirt color. I know.
That's odd. Yeah. Well, I can see, though. You've got the pink on now, so it looks really cute. I'm excited for you. We're talking this morning with Jackie O'Connell. She is with I Pink I Can Run, the crew of Yaya's, and their big event coming up. The number here is 850-437-1620. If you'd like to text in a question about the race, or maybe you have some questions about the crew of Yaya's, or just breast cancer and those kinds of issues in terms of mammograms and taking care of yourself and prevention, feel free to text in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back in just a minute. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and we are here this morning for I Pink I Can Run. I have Jackie O'Connell, who is here with the crew of Yaya's. And Jackie, we were talking a bit about the race and all the different things, but there's some other things that you wanted to mention. I find these demographics that you were telling me about, that's why I was a little late coming back, because I was very interested. Tell me, because I always think of races as being for young people, I'll just be honest. But the truth is, you have really a broad participation for this.
So we have participants from under age 10 into their 80s. I really started digging in this morning. I think the interesting thing is that the one thing that never changes is our percentage of women to men.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally 75-25. And
that makes sense.
So when I looked this morning, though, the males are at 26% this year. So
you
they're kind of making a gain here. But it's that just like never changes. There are people registered from 32 states. One from Canada, but there's got to be a snowbird, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I can't really go from there. But the age categories, we have a large, large demographic of age 50 and up.
Huh.
I think more than 50%.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's encouraging, because sometimes you think it's going to be all young people, but 50 and up, you know, you go. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's
great. I mean, I didn't start running until I was in my 40s. So,
sure.
You know, a lot of people just...
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that you also have awards for all the different categories, and you even have awards for those age groups.
So we go three deep And we go in age groups of 10. Some races do like 0 to 5, 5 to 10. We go 10, the age group of like 0 to 9 and up, because it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to figure out. And numbers, it's a numbers right. game. The whole race is a numbers game. It
right.
really is. But so we have, we do not have participant medals. We have place finisher medals. So you have to be in the top three, male or female, for each of these categories for the run. We have, and then we do the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s get mm-hmm. a special top male, female. And then we, of course, have our overall. And then we do special awards for our top three breast cancer survivor runners and then survivor walker.
Great.
Right. And then we do the top five walkers in each age group.
Oh,
category.
That's great. Lots of yeah. opportunities yeah. to stand out. But I'm thinking it sounds like maybe the best part of the whole deal is the after party.
It kind of is. It really is a fun, you know, and I think people are so sick of hearing me say this. My favorite part of this entire event is when you start going in from the course.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll like poke my head in and I just turn around and I see how much fun everybody's Aww. Having. And it's like that. You finally go, oh, we made it. Oh my God, look at this. Everyone's having such a good time. And
yes.
I love to see that. And I really credit that with my sisters, my Yaya sisters, because they just know how to work it. You know, I know it's going to get done. So like I'm out on the course dealing with all this stuff and uh-huh. I know I'm going to come in to see a fabulous after party. The Floribama, like I said, they, mm-hmm. they are a great sponsor. We have a band. So our band this year is Storm Folk.
Oh, good.
Another repeat offender. They cover a lot of genres. The music's great.
Uh-huh.
We have a spread of food.
And it's okay because you just did 4 miles.
Right. So we've got Nukes and Culinary Productions and the Cutting Board. We have the Brown Bagger Food Truck. Cisco provides us with bagels. We have, you know, donut holes and popcorn from Southern Cheese. I mean, we just have all this food. It's really a spread of food. And then Lewis Bear is our alcohol sponsor this year, and I'm really excited for that. So it's going to be a lot of good
dancing, a little food, a little
yeah.
alcohol. It sounds like a good party
yeah.
to me.
It is really a fun party.
And I'm guessing the crew of Yaya's has a little experience in that, so that's good.
We're not allowed to partake until everybody else does.
hurry up, everybody. Hurry
I
up
throw down the hammer. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. But one of the serious sides of what you do is you have this foundation, and it's called the Keeping Abreast Foundation.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that. I mean, it's great to have the party and do that, but there's a cause for this. It's
right.
a very serious one.
So every penny that we raise at our fundraisers goes towards our programs. We have breast health imaging program, and we have a grant program. What we do, we have three partners. We have Baldwin South, mm-hmm. Woodlands, and the Women's Group. And people can go there to get your screening mammogram. You can get diagnostics. You can get ultrasounds. We pay for breast MRI. We pay for services if you do not have insurance or if you're underinsured.
Wow, that's huge.
We do not know who gets these services.
Uh-huh.
It's a HIPAA thing. We don't want to know. We are, like I said, we're a funding source with them. We're actually today... In our executive director, Madeline, is signing a contract with a Pensacola makeup for eyebrow tattoos areola,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people who have had mastectomies. And it's something new. It's a new partnership. So that's like something new and exciting for us. And that'll pay for a certain amount of those.
Yeah, it's a whole aspect of survival and
right.
getting back, feeling like once you've beaten this disease and then getting back to normal.
Right.
And
right.
so that's a really right. great thing. So if someone is listening this morning that has been, maybe has found a lump or they're experiencing some pain and not quite sure what it is, but they don't have insurance or they've been busy and they've been putting it off, who would they contact if they did need some help? How does that process work?
So we send people to our website, keepingabreastfoundation.org.
Okay.
And then on the website, there's a programs tab and it shows the partners and how to contact them and how to reach them. The other thing that we do, and which is also on our website, is we have a breast cancer assistance program. We call it BCAP for short. And we pay for some really strange things outside the box. You know, but it's, you know, you don't even think about it if you're falling mm-hmm. and you need one of those little, you know, things to help, you know, to alarm, notify someone that you've fallen.
Like a life alert kind of
right,
thing.
Right. We've uh-huh. paid for that. Mm-hmm. You know, insurance doesn't cover that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, we've helped people not get kicked out of their homes. We've kept the lights on.
Wow.
You know, so stuff that insurance doesn't pay for, we really, really, really We want to give the money away. We really do. When we don't, there's, you know, we really, really take it seriously.
That's phenomenal. So if you want to participate in the race, what do they need to do?
Well, you can register from the foundation website. You can go to Run Sign Up, go to I Pink I Can Run, and then click on whatever your category and what fits you and sign up.
Okay, so that's one way to help. And then the other way would be to go directly, and you could directly, I'm assuming you can directly donate. And then sponsorships and business partnerships. Is that something that you also work with other sponsors and people? It sounds like you've got a lot of folks that are food folks. Yes. Oh my goodness, you just held up a piece of paper. Want to talk about some of those folks?
I do. So I have to mention Cat Country and News Radio as a large media sponsor. Cox is another one. And the News Journal has done a community spotlight. So we've gotten some great PR. I love the advertising. Pensacola Jeeps, they are an organization that does some really fun stuff, and they've raised a lot of money for us. The Aviators, they're a rugby team. Our partners, Woodlands, Baldwin Health, and as well as the Women's Group, they're a sponsor. North Florida Bone and Joint is a new sponsor for me this year. They are a cash sponsor, as well as they're providing some trainers to be on course.
Excellent.
In case someone gets a cramp or needs some help.
That's great.
Fleet Feet, they're another big sponsor for me, and our first packet pickup is at Fleet Feet this year, and I just love this running store. So they've been great.
Great.
So those are some just really big sponsors.
Okay, great. So I'm talking this morning with Jackie O'Connell, who is here to talk about I Pink I Can Run, the big event for Keeping Abreast Foundation, excuse me. We'll be back in just a few more minutes and talk a little bit more about what you can look forward to at this big event coming up. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Talking with Jackie O'Connell this morning on Pep Talk with Meg. She is the former executive director and the current race director for the crew, and I have been corrected, do ya-yas. The crew do ya-yas. I got to get this Cajun stuff down. And the event's coming up, so we've got a few minutes left, so let's just talk about the event itself and how people can get involved.
Okay, so we are in that last push for registrations. You can actually sign up for the event all the way up to 8:50. You know, the race starts at 9 o'clock on that Saturday. You can register up to it. Registration officially closes at 8:30 on the day of. But right now, online registration only. Mm-hmm. You go to runsignup.com and sign up. Registration
runsignup.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a Yankee. I talk
fast. It's fast. I just want to make sure folks heard it. Runsignup.com. How much is the fee?
So it is $30 to register right now.
Okay.
The fee is $30. Online registration goes through 8 p.m. on Wednesday, 2/19. That's
okay.
The date. Yeah. And then it goes to in-person registration at packet pickups. So we do packet pickups on Thursday and Friday, and then prior to the race, and then the race fee goes up to $35.
So big, kind of the day of, after the online's closed out, it goes up a little bit.
Right. It goes up $5 if you're registering in person. So we have our first packet pickup at Fleet Feet, which is on Garden Street.
Okay.
Sorry. I always get that confused.
Welcome to my world.
So it's Garden Street.
You know what you want to say. It is just not coming out.
No.
Okay.
That's that Thursday night, the 20th, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. And then Friday, we go to Alabama. We go to the Floribama, so we can cover that group of people that have signed up, and that's from 4:30 to 6:30 on that Friday night. And then Saturday morning, it's like the cray cray, and you can pick up your stuff prior to the race and or register. And I highly encourage people to try and do it at one of the ones before that, so you can just show up, grab a cup of coffee, have some bagels, and enjoy yourself.
It's a wonderful event for a great cause. I Pink I Can Run. It's going to be coming up now. The date again?
2/22
on a Saturday. If you want more information, you can always check out the Keeping Abreast Foundation. You can Google I Can Pink, I Can Run. Lots of opportunities. And thank you, crew, do ya-yas, for all you're doing.